The Sun's Mean Line of Sight Field, by Neil R. Shealy Jr. We regard the Sun as a star magnetic field, i.e., the mean field, as a filter for the spherical harmonic components of the photospheric field, and calculate the transmission coefficients of this filter. The coefficients for each harmonic, yl·m, are listed in three tables according to their dependence on B0, the observer's latitude in the star's polar coordinate system. These coefficients are used to interpret the 46-year sequence of daily mean field measurements at the Wilcox Solar Observatory. We find that the non-axisymmetric part of the field originates in the y1 to the power of 1, y2 squared, and a combination of the y3 cubed and y3 to the power of 1 harmonic components. The axisymmetric part of the field originates in y2 to the power of 0 plus ABO dependent combination of the y1 to the power of 0 and y3 to the power of 0 components. The power spectrum of the field has peaks at frequencies corresponding to the 27-day synodic equatorial rotation period and its second and third harmonics. Each of these peaks has fine structure on its low frequency side, indicating magnetic patterns that rotate slowly under the influence of differential rotation and meridional flow. The sidebands of the fundamental mode resolve into peaks corresponding to periods of 28.5 and 30 days, which tend to occur at the start of sunspot maximum, whereas the 27-day period tends to occur toward the end of sunspot maximum. We expect similar rotational sidebands to occur in magnetic observations of other sun-like stars and to be a useful complement to astroseismology studies of convection and magnetic fields in those stars. This was The Sun's Mean Line of Sight Field, by Neil R. Shealy Jr.